going on, you cyberbullying sperm catchers? Oh. Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair. I'm trying to get up to speed on this new, what is it?
StreamYard. Yeah, I have nothing in front of me.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to do it all here. So I'm all effed up. So you got to cut me some slack. All right. Now, last night was Sunday, and we did our first supporter stream on MGTOW TV.
Hell yeah.
And yes, in the beginning, there were some hiccups, and there was some echoing, and there was basically a 25-second delay. I had to take the headphones off so I can continue to talk.
Oh.
Because, like, when I'm talking and then I hear myself 20 seconds later, I can't do it.
Oh, that was no fun.
I'm not that guy.
Was that coming from MGTOW, or is that coming from your mic?
I think some of it was from my mic. I don't know what else was going on. It is what it is. I went in there and I muted the actual desktop mic, and it helped it.
Okay.
And then I continued the rest of the podcast with these up here. And somebody said I look like Mickey Mouse, which is quality burn. But the thing with MGTOW TV, it is focused specifically for men's issues. Red pill, MGTOW, men's rights, doesn't matter. And that's number one. Number two, the GIF game on there is off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
The chat is great.
You can't do on other stuff the things you can do on MGTOW.
Correct. Yeah.
You can post pictures, GIFs, video links, what have you. And no Susan.
Nope. Later, Susan.
I don't even know what you would call this. Let's bring up the article right there. I showed you how to do it earlier. Go ahead.
Stand by.
Add to stream.
Boom.
Michigan mom accused of viciously cyberbullying her own daughter for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And what's the date on this?
This is brand new. This came out just yesterday.
Yeah, and she's going to be in court tomorrow.
Yep. Michigan woman arrested Monday for allegedly cyberbullying her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend for almost 18 months. Kendra Gail Licari, 42, post-war. Charged with two counts of stalking a minor, two counts of using a computer to commit a crime, and one count of obstruction of justice after allegedly attempting to frame one of her daughter's peers for the harassment.
That's fucked up. Now, here, I just want to say this. This is a prime example.
Wow.
Of the prosecutors out there literally going crazy and overcharging. Because you're using a computer for crimes, that literally that is just generic term to add more time onto the sentence. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, in this case, I understand this a bit more because there were two victims.
Uh-huh.
So each one of them technically experienced a separate crime. He had her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend. This isn't like when Derek Chauvin got charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter and was somehow convicted of them both.
Was he convicted of three things?
Whatever the fuck it was.
Jake, God.
But even though, some people think that the coroner's report that said that he died of a fentanyl overdose was logistically more likely, especially after, I think it was Steven Crowder actually had somebody kneel on his back the exact same way for a prolonged period of time. And not only was he able to continue, not only is he still alive today, he was talking throughout the entire experience.
I saw that. Now, one of the things that we need to talk about, though, is police have done the same thing to other individuals and they died.
Yes.
Like when they handcuff your hand behind your back and they put you on the ground, some people just expire. I'm going to be honest, I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, no.
There's absolutely no reason for the police to do anything to you that takes away your dignity. Unless you are caught actually shooting a gun at people or doing something egregious, I'm cool with it.
You got to do what you got to do.
But I watch YouTube and other videos, and they have people doing felony stops for bullshit. Like, get out, keep your hands up, walk fucking backwards. For, like, no tag on your car or some other horseshit.
That guy in Arizona in the hotel, comes to mind.
Yeah, and he was charged but found not guilty, and they actually brought him back so he could do his disability for said event. He's getting rewarded for murdering a man, yeah. $2,500 a month for the rest of his life, and he was in his late 20s when this took place.
Yep. And this dude, he did murder this guy.
It's straight up
that
murder.
That cop flat out murdered him.
He did, in my opinion. You know.
There's no reason to shout out, you know, left hand yellow, right foot purple. Okay, this isn't fucking Twister.
Yeah.
Okay, he's obeying your commands, and then because he doesn't do the 48th one correct, pew pew.
Yep,
that cop can fuck off.
Well, I'm not. One can only hope that karma will catch up to him down the road in one way, shape, or form. That's all I could say.
And I hope it catches up to this woman, too.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling she's basically ruined her relationship with her daughter for the rest of her life.
Yeah, if she goes to jail, she is a woman after all. If you want to scroll up here, I can continue reading, give us some more context here. We got
standby.
David Barberi, an Isabella County prosecutor, told the media that law enforcement had compiled nearly 350 pages of harassing text and social media messages sent to the two victims, who allegedly received up to 12 such harassing messages a day. Barberi claimed that Licari would often disguise herself online by using slang and abbreviations frequently used by members of younger generations. Well, considering how stupid the slang and abbreviations are becoming in the younger generations, it's not that difficult.
And I can say that this woman probably did not use Tor browser. And literally, if you're going to do shit like that online without covering your tracks, might as well just walk out your front door, fire up a huge flare that says, I'm a fucking criminal, and I fucking did it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Pew. Pew. When the case first came into our office, it was bizarre and almost hard to believe, Barberi said. Someone else coined the term. It wasn't myself, but they called it a version of cyber Munchausen syndrome. In a sense that this seems to be the type of behavior where you're making somebody feel bad or need you in their life because of this behavior. You remember the Sixth Sense?
Yes.
The mom who kept her daughter sick by poisoning her food.
And it was her stepdaughter, actually.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's
one of the most
grotesquely evil things that's ever been conceived of by a human mind and then committed to celluloid.
Well, I just can't get behind hurting children at all.
No.
I just not my thing.
That's why we're not Democrats.
That's right.
But this is wow. So, and we still, to be clear, they do not have a motive yet. It says here at the bottom. Even though Licari made a full confession, they still don't know what her motive was.
She'll have to disclose that in court.
Yeah. But if it was literally, well, I thought that I would harass the shit out of my own daughter and make her feel like self-deleting, and her boyfriend too, so they would love me. Is this what post-wall?
I don't know.
Is this what they're like now? I don't hear anything about a husband.
Nor do I.
In this article. No. So are we thinking this could possibly be another product of a fatherless home?
I think it's a fatherless home situation with a severely overprotective parent.
This is some messed up shit. I'm going to protect you by doing all the things that I'm trying to protect you from.
That's that's why we need to know what the motivation is here, why it was done.
It's like those bad parents in like the 1970s, you know, they're like, kids right here, don't smoke, it's bad for you. It's like shotgunning the tobacco smoke right into their kid's face.
Yeah, my mom did that.
I didn't mean to trigger a bad memory.
No. My mom used to smoke 2 packs of Terratins a day. I absolutely hated riding in the car with her.
No wonder she looks more like you with the same haircut.
Yeah, and the house just stunk of fucking cigarette. It was just terrible.
Yeah, the back room of my house on Sherman was my dad's smoking area. And yeah, you walked in there.
Yeah.
The ceiling was painted white, but it was all yellowed.
Yep. My mother, And when I was a junior in high school, she's like, yeah, you're going to help me repaint the downstairs. And I'm like, why would I do that? Because it's nicotine on the walls. And I'm like, stop.
Yep.
I had nothing to do with that.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. I will not participate.
Yeah. If you ever want to know whether or not somebody used to smoke in your home, just boil water in your kitchen for a prolonged period of time. Because sooner or later, what will happen is the nicotine that gets absorbed by the walls condenses and starts to drip, and it looks like dripping rust.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened.
The most disgusting shit ever.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
Although not nearly as disgusting as, you know, cyber munchausening your own daughter. This was in Mount Pleasant, apparently, just an hour north of Lansing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And this began early last year. So what? Lockdowns took your kid, you know, brought your kid home to you, and you're like, oh, this is so nice. And then they have to go back to school, so you got to figure out a way to make your kid need you again.
Well, that does sound plausible.
It's messed up, is what it is.
It's beyond messed up, bro.
You know, if modern women didn't turn their back on reality so willfully and arrogantly, maybe they'd be better equipped to deal with it.
Here's the real arrogant part, is they ignore reality and then they expect you to support their views on reality. When you're a rational man, goes by, you know, stats and the reality on the ground, you just can't fall in on that.
No. I just don't get it, man. I don't get it at all. So school officials were the ones who brought this to the attention of law enforcement. And they zeroed in on the mom as a possible suspect after they tied her IP addresses to some of the messages. So
what'd I tell you?
No Tor browser was in use.
That's
on that
right.
Day.
That's right.
And of course, she was released on $5,000 bond. Shocker.
And that's what, 10% of that is like $500 cash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? Catfishing your own kid?
We won't know until we...
Emotional abuse is fun.
And I can almost guarantee you they're not even going to do another story on this when she finally does go to court.
Well, we'll try to keep an ear out for it either way.
Yeah, we'll try to keep you informed.
It's just messed up. I mean, it says here that she could face up to 10 years for the computer crime charge and 5 years apiece for the stalking and obstruction allegations. Now, if you want to take this off the screen so people don't have to look at us in these tiny windows.
Hang on.
I just got to ask, doesn't that seem a little backward to you?
What?
That the using a computer to commit a crime charge carries more weight than the crime that has actual victims?
Well, my thing is this, is there are so many laws on the books. They can literally do anything they fucking want. And I call like using a computer to cause a, you know, crime, that's just it just tacks on additional time.
Yeah, and it's old hat. I think I would venture to say most crimes, especially the ones we don't hear about, that may or may not be carried out by our duly elected representatives, are committed on computers.
Correct. And it is what it is. I got caught up in the whole AR rap / G rap recruiting scandal.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't know what this is, when the war started off in the beginning, they were hurting for people and they literally were allowing normal individuals to input people into the database. And if they went to basic training and graduated, you got $2,000. Back then, I think it started in 2008-ish, not 2005.
Okay.
But back then, I was paying child support. I could barely eat.
You need what you can get.
And, you know, $2,000 meant I got a good Christmas.
Yeah.
So I used to be a loan guy. So I would get between 3 and 30 pairs of people's personal information a day to run credit reports and make decisions. I just treated it like that.
Yeah.
And I put in, I think, 6-8 people over a 3-year period. And then in 2000, end of 15, beginning of 16, they actually called some of these people. It had been 8 years, 8 or 9, 7, 8, 9 years. Some of them are like, they didn't remember my name. And all of a sudden, I get charged with wire fraud and all kinds of crazy stuff that had up to a 12 years in prison. It's a fucking high felony.
Yeah.
And I had to fight it tooth and nail, got a lawyer, and they basically said, you know, we're going to give you a letter of reprimand because they couldn't prosecute me because it's utter horseshit.
Yeah.
And the CID investigations were crap. And I wound up, I got a letter of reprimand that I literally came 6 inches away from having it filed in my permanent OPM file.
Damn.
And the only reason I didn't is I contacted my civilian attorney. They made him sign a non-disclosure agreement stating that he can't share the information with me. I'm on my own. So I paid him $5,000 for nothing. And all I did was tell the truth, exactly what happened.
Wow.
And I'm still titled to this day.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? The flies get caught and the wasps go free.
Correct.
That's the American legal system in a nutshell.
Well, the people who set the whole thing up got a pass.
Yeah.
You know, and I just participated in it because, one, I need the money and I love the Army. And I wanted to put people in the military, and I got crucified.
Yeah, just like I said about the whole IRS thing. Like, the IRS is saying, you better declare your $600 transactions on Venmo. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has failed its fifth straight audit to the tune of trillions of dollars unaccounted for, and no one's going to get fucking punished for it.
Correct.
Even though they're allegedly supposed to answer to us.
Correct. Allegedly. And that's not going to change until they wind up bankrupting everything. And then the next administration that rises to the top, whoever that is, going to go back and tear it apart, find out exactly what's going on. Because that's a whole other podcast.
That's some shit.
Because I know a lot of that money is going to black sites. It's going to all kinds of R&D development, weapons. Like, they were talking about that Rod of God thing.
Yeah.
They were talking about that in the 70s. What do you think the chances are that they actually tested that? I would say it's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. You know, there might have been some people disappeared from some files.
Yeah.
That's no big deal. I mean, it's can't have a homicide without a body. Just saying.
Correct. Or negligent homicide. Yeah.
That's why when people say, you know, oh, sharks don't attack humans, that's just in movies. Like, well, you can't have a shark attack without a body.
That's right. Just something's got to wash up on the beach.
And they call them man-eaters for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So unless someone witnesses it or somebody escapes and lives to tell the tale. Or they find your body, which isn't likely because, like I said, man-eater, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a missing person.
Yeah, and there's a reason why those shoes with feet in them are showing up on the shores between America and Japan and China.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what happened there.
The feet were just so comfortable in those shoes. They decided they preferred the Nike to the body. They just jumped off.
Mm-hmm. Well, and their whole body was basically eaten away except for the feet that are still in the shoe.
That's good times.
You want to talk about that? Some reprehensible shit right there.
Yeah, that's some trash from Return of the Living Dead level, like death fantasy shit.
Yep.
Although, you know.
100%.
In that movie, we can show shaved cats.
Yes. The cats. Landing strip is to the Forever Factory.
And that was in the 80s. So, uh-huh. I mean, props. Thank you for giving whoever was dating you at that time, Linnea Quigley, a clean plate to eat from. I'm sure he appreciated it after years of dental floss.
Or navigating the jungles.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, depending on how thick it was, you know, greasy pots and pans, you just rub that shit on there and then, you know, you use the soap later because you got to wash off the fish smell and just take care of it.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, who knew? I don't know how we got here, but here we are anyway.
Anyway, we're going to keep an eye on this for you guys. We went off in the weeds.
Yeah. If you know any more stories about people in your life, crazy parents like this, especially those who tend to raise their children in the fatherless way, send us emails because we want to hear from you guys, and your stories help save the lives of other dudes.
And we can actually do a stream called Crazy Mama Stories.
Smell that? a plan is forming.
And it doesn't smell of fish and bad decisions. It
smells like justice.
Yeah.